Welcome to We're Not Brazil, episode 4. My name is Rich. I've got Andy with me as usual.
Hello.
We're going to talk about the big football stories of the week and start off with a big contentious issue here in Northern Ireland. There has been talk recently of a joint civic reception for the Northern Ireland and the Republic teams. So politicians have voted on it. They think it's a good idea. What are your thoughts? Do you think that it's a smart idea to represent both sides of Ireland in a civic reception here in Belfast?
I can see why it's being done.
Right.
I can see both sides of the story, but at the end of the day, we are Northern Ireland.
Yeah. My sort of opinion on it is that the Republic aren't doing it for the North. I think that because it's such a monumental achievement for Northern Ireland to do it, they should be celebrated uniquely and they should have their own sort of celebration for it. It doesn't have to be a joint. This isn't a cross-community thing. It's a country thing and our country qualified.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like, I can see like the whole point of view that half the country probably supports the Republic of Ireland as much as supports Northern Ireland, so that's why they're doing it. But, you know, I kind of feel dilutes our achievement of actually qualifying, and that this, like, the Republic have qualified before. They've done it the last couple of times actually, and sort of I was just looking for a fight, to be honest.
Maybe it's a celebration for Martin O'Neill. Maybe we're celebrating the fact that we've had two managers qualify for the European Championships. It's part of getting one to qualify, and we've got two.
And we're already 2-1 up on England, then. There you go.
Maybe we're just recognising that James McLean is still Northern Irish. As much as he regrets...
This is the only way he would come, you know.
As much as he doesn't want to be... He is Northern Irish. So we're celebrating his achievements qualifying for the European Championships. I agree. I can see both. I can see arguments for both. I think, personally... Just let us have our moment. This is Northern Ireland qualifying for the first European Championships they've ever qualified for. It doesn't need to be a joint thing. Maybe there are other factors at play.
Yeah.
I think that the players will enjoy the experience and it won't detract in any way from the football that's going to go on over the summer.
No. I think at the end of the day, both teams are going to France.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. We'll have the big party whenever we come back after. And then they'll be down in Dublin going, oh.
How good will it be when Michael O'Neill is addressing all the Northern Ireland fans from the steps of the City Hall? Oh, that's just going to be an incredible time. Yes, you're right. The big party should be after the tournament.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yep.
Okay, the other big news of the week was Messi becoming a five-time
WCW champion.
Five-time Ballon d'Or winner. I mean, you called it straight away. I thought it would be Ronaldo. You were right. I was wrong. Right man won in the end?
I think so. I mean, I think he's the best player of all time.
Yeah.
I think that...
I can see that argument.
Barcelona won 5 trophies this year.
Yeah.
It has to be a Barcelona player. You can't win... Like, Yaya Toure was giving up that he didn't win.
He didn't win African Player of the Year. I saw that.
He was saying it would be a disgrace if the Ballon d'Or didn't go to a Barca player. And I could see that the why people are arguing for Neymar. But I think if you don't win any trophies, you can't be the best player in the world.
I think that a lot of what Neymar has accomplished as well, Messi's had a big part to play in that. Yeah. He's unselfish whenever he plays at Barcelona, and yet he still, you know, is a wonderful artist himself on his own.
Yeah,
he probably deserved it.
Yeah,
I think I was just going for a punt. I like the long shots to win. You know what I mean? As a Northern Ireland fan, you want the long shots to win every so often.
Did you see the actual votes though? They brought up like who, because it's all the international captains and all the international managers vote.
Yeah,
Steve Davis got it spot on. Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar. He was the only one of all the managers and all of the captains of the home nations that got it spot on. Yeah.
Wow, I mean...
Michael O'Neill put Suarez, then Lewandowski, then Messi.
Lewandowski's a good shout. Yeah. I mean, hopefully...
The year he had was amazing.
Hopefully we're able to contain him whenever he gets to the European Championships.
For sure.
A couple of things that have happened over the last week or so in terms of friendlies being organised.
Yeah.
You, on the first podcast, called for Michael O'Neill to organise a friendly with Russia.
Yes.
Because you wanted an Eastern European team
in
a friendly. Lo and behold, we get Slovenia in March in Belfast. Do you think that they were listening and listen to your advice on this one?
Well, we were originally supposed to play Poland.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we can't because we got drawn against them. But sure. Yeah. I think Slovenia got the playoffs. They got beat by Ukraine, who were going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
It's a good marker to sort of test yourself and see what standard Ukraine are going to be at whenever you come to the tournament. I think it's a good shout.
It's definitely winnable as well, you know, it builds the confidence.
It's winnable, you know, it's an Eastern European team like we were calling for.
Yep.
I think that the test in Cardiff is going to do us a lot of good as well, because playing Gareth Bale is always going to be a difficult...
Yeah.
It's always going to be a difficult challenge, but it'll give you preparation for playing against Lewandowski. It'll give you preparation for playing against... You know, pick any of the Germany players, I guess. But you want that experience of trying to contain a star man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can try out different settings against Wales. I think that's a good friendly to have as well.
Yeah.
It'll be competitive.
Definitely. I think that it's good for Wales as well. Because, you know, obviously they're playing another home nation. Which they're going to do against England. We're the last team, I think, that beat Russia. Or we beat Russia recently. So,
they'll probably be
talking between Coleman and Martin, Michael O'Neill. And just see...
It's perfect for Wales, and you know, we can both swap strategies on how Northern Ireland were able to beat England in 2005. we can impart some of our wisdom from that.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Maybe get David Healy manager of the month. Maybe get David Healy in to give the boys a few tips. Good draws. Good friendlies organised for both teams there.
Yeah.
Whenever we get to those games, it will be God Save the Queen at both. But there is talk of a new Northern Ireland football anthem possibly being debuted during the European Championships. What are your thoughts on that?
I think stick with God Save the Queen. You know, we've had it for years. I know that's part of the reason why some of the players choose to go to the Republic of Ireland, but we don't need them. But I think if there would be a big kick-up with the fans if it did happen.
Right.
I think if it was changed, the fans would still sing God Save the Queen straight afterwards anyway.
I think that that's a valid point. And what I would say on top of that is, the fans are going to sing God Save the Queen anyway. So why not have a Northern Irish unique anthem, which is inclusive of all races, all religions, and it won't cause any marginalisation of these...
True.
These boycotters, shall we say. You know what I mean?
Turncoats.
Turncoats is another way. It's another way. Morning, James, if you're watching. You're right. They are people who are declaring for a different country, partly because of historical reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe a sole Northern Ireland identity in terms of an anthem might not be a bad idea.
I can see why. I think... As I said, the fans wouldn't be happy.
Right.
But if it happens, it happens. You know, we will be singing it anyway. But what would you have?
That's a valid point. I mean, in the Commonwealth, the Northern Irish anthem is Danny Boy.
Okay.
Which is fine, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you commission somebody to write a new one.
What's Van Morrison doing these days?
That'd be
Brown Eyed Girl.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Sweet Caroline.
I think would be a healthy alternative if they wanted to pick something rather like, well, Danny Boy's all right. I
mean, it's kind of boring.
It's kind of wishy washy.
It's kind of just like, Sweet Caroline.
I think Sweet Caroline's a great alternative. I know that for England, because the reason this is being talked about is because England have put in a 10-minute piece in the Chamber of... Whatever it's called. The Chamber of Secrets. The Lord's... Not the Lord's Chamber. Whatever it's called over there in London. Parliament. Where they're going to discuss having a national anthem for sports outside of God Save the Queen. And there, I think David Cameron's pitch was Jerusalem. yeah, for them. Which
it's just in the Land of Hope and Glory, I think, was another
Land
one.
Of Hope and Glory works.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scotland have Flower of Scotland. Wales have Land of My Fathers. I think that there's room for a Northern Irish identity.
Yeah.
Separate from... Because, I mean, God Save the Queen is the UK. It's Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Maybe we do need just a little bit of just Northern Irishness.
Well, I was over at the Rugby World Cup, egg chasing, you know.
Egg chasing World Cup.
I was actually at Scotland versus the USA.
Okay.
And see when the sang Flower of Scotland, the Scottish people around me, you could actually sense like the pride and the whole, like the passion that they had in singing that song. So I can see why there is, obviously.
I love Flower of Scotland.
It's a tune. Like,
I just banging the tune. Hairs on the back of your neck. I cannot wait until I hear it at the European Championships.
Oh no.
One moment of silence, please, for Scotland not making it to this year's European Championships. I think they're busy that day. I think or they're washing their hair. Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Grinded.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Scotland.
Talking of things that will be in limbo, Cal Lafferty seems to be stuck at the minute because of this whole transfer saga. Norwich clearly don't want to play him in these games, but they're refusing to let him go until they get somebody to replace him.
And I think, did they not just sell Lewis Graben? They sold Lewis Graben to Bournemouth, and you know, Lewis Graben was playing.
Wow.
That's what I don't understand. Cal Lafferty sitting on the bench isn't playing.
And he's desperate to play anywhere.
I think he came on actually at the weekend in the FA Cup for Norwich, but he didn't score or anything. Like, but if they're saying, oh, we're not selling another striker to buy somebody, then why not play him?
Yeah, exactly. And especially, you know, in a cup game where he's desperate to play, he's a proven goal scorer. I mean, Norwich, it's not like they've got a world beater up front in Cameron Jerome or anybody like that. Do you know what I mean? I think that it will resolve itself by the end of January, I hope. I hope he gets his move.
I think Leeds would be good for him.
Yep.
I think he'll be getting consistent football. Mm-hmm. Stuart Dallas is already there, so he'll be linking up with him.
I think that green line in FIFA, you know, that chemistry line. Perfect between the two.
That's all we're looking for.
I think it'll be the right move for him as well. I hope he gets it. It's an odd situation to be in, and I know that he wants to get game time, especially whenever you've got players like, okay, I know he's injured, but Liam Boyce was starting to prove himself in Scotland.
Yeah, he got Player of the Month there in December for the SPL. I mean, he's on form. I mean, he scored a hat-trick there, and 5 goals in 5 games he got in December.
And so, really, if you're Michael O'Neill, you have to pick the people who are in form.
Yeah.
And you can't gauge Lafferty's form on how he sits on the bench.
Yeah, but I'd like to see, maybe in those warm-up games, if you have Lafferty playing with Boyce.
Yeah.
I think the two of them, it could work.
I think it's little and large. It's really uneven, but I think that it's got to be tried.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what those friendlies are for, to see who's going to go, really. And apparently there's talk of another one just before we go to the Euros at Windsor. So I think that'll be one for the squad just to get together. But this is the last chance to really start proving yourself.
And I think we're under no illusions. We're going to need goals in the group stages.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? I think that games like Wales and Slovenia, we need to be racking up 2 or 3. I mean, I know the Wales one's going to be difficult, but we need to be scoring goals against them teams. Otherwise, going into the Germany and the Polands, you're going to have less confidence.
Well, we scored goals in qualifying. We scored goals. I think we scored most goals in our group.
Yep.
So we do have goals in the team. Kyle Lafferty's obviously been in form, but he wasn't really playing much before. Well, those qualifiers were going as well. But I think when you're coming up against the best of the best, which we are, I think we're going to need to be sound the whole way through the team, but especially up front. Like, we need to be able to capitalise on any mistake that's made.
I think that's good then that he's getting competition. Yeah, Jamie Ward scored again as well. Jamie Ward is again one of these people that I think could slot in straight away the starting 11.
Oh, yeah.
And would do a great job for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, big Gareth McCauley scored. It wasn't the wrong he did technically score. You
brought it up.
Yeah.
Gareth McCauley, who I put into my dream team, finally this week, and he scores in the wrong net. Yeah, that was fantastic.
I think it was one of those, there was nothing he could have done. I haven't seen it, but I think, listen to it in the radio, they were saying...
He gets goals. Yeah, he gets goals. I mean, what more can you ask, really? World football news now, and the big story coming out of Spain is that the two Madrids, Real and Atletico Madrid, have both been banned for two transfer windows.
Yeah.
For, what was it, playing?
I think they were bringing in young players illegally. Or
okay. Like, oh, the same sort of thing?
Same with Barca did, yeah.
Right.
I think that it's... Real just seem to be in complete chaos at the minute.
Isn't it crazy how they can go from... What was it, 10 Champions Leagues, finally getting their 10th Champions League, yep. Di Maria, Wonder Player, Player of the Year, to just dissolving really in front of your eyes. That 4-0 defeat by Barcelona at the Bernabeu was huge and really just highlighted how catastrophic their demise has been, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think this window, they've got this window to bring in players.
Mm-hmm.
And at the minute, they're so far behind Barca and even Atletico. I mean, I know Atletico's got the ban as well, but Atletico are... I think they might actually be top at the minute in La Liga. Like,
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, they're going well, but Real were planning to do a lot of business. Like, De Gea, I mean, no matter what happens, he was going in the summer.
De Gea...
Like, he can't.
De Gea is the... Like, that transfer saga is the oddest thing. Man United, like, putting the paperwork through, but doing it deliberately late, by the looks of things, then signing him to a 3-year contract... After he clearly wanted to make the move, he signed a 3-year contract, and now because of this ban, Real Madrid's hands forced. If they want him, they're gonna have to stump up big,
or stump up Gareth Bale. I think Gareth Bale could be a deciding factor.
You think that Wales is gonna sign for Man United? That would be.
Well, they did have it before when Giggs played for them. So, you know,
there's precedent there. Yeah, really, you're right. I think that's a big move. Waiting to happen is De Gea to Man United and it really or to Real Madrid.
Yeah,
and I think at what cost, because Man United aren't Louis van Gaal is not going to be willing to sell De Gea.
United's not a selling club. Yeah. But whenever a player clearly wants to go, he's made it clear that he wants to play for Real Madrid. Real Madrid are going to have to pay big. Big money,
yeah,
or offer a player.
Yeah,
Bale could be what United want, but maybe Benzema,
Sergio Ramos Varane. Is what they need.
Yeah, Ramos, Varane could be a possibility.
I think Benzema would be the wrong move for them. I think that Benzema is another one of these Rooneys where
Martial's
he was great. Yeah. He's going to be very expensive. Mm-hmm.
You're paying for the name more than you're paying for an actual player,
right? Whereas Gareth Bale, a hat trick there.
Proven in the Premier League.
Yeah, a proven Premier League goal scorer. Yeah. I think that would be a huge move. I hope it doesn't happen for them because I'm a Villa fan.
You'd love to sign for Villa, wouldn't you?
I mean, if we can get the budget, if we can put the offer.
Who plays left wing at the minute, please?
Who was playing left wing? Scott Sinclair, usually, but we
Would he get Scott Sinclair on the team, you know?
We had Jordan Ayew on at the weekend and he was super. He was absolutely super. And he was basically the reason that we...
I think the goalkeeper was the reason he scored.
The goalkeeper's left knee or right knee. Villa done a win on Tuesday there. I'm so delirious from having this. I forgot what it was. That Liverpool game was a crazy one though. 3-8.
It really was. And of course, international superstar Joe Allen proving me right once again. I have said from the start, Joe Allen is a good footballer.
When we say Wales is a one-man team, we're talking about Joe Allen.
We are talking about Joe Allen.
Because Joe Allen is the playmaker in midfield.
The fact is, Aaron Ramsey scored in that game as well. No one remembers that. No one's remembering Aaron Ramsey scoring a goal.
That's right.
Everyone's remembering Joe Allen. Although, did you see the curse of Aaron Ramsey strikes again?
What happened?
Aaron Ramsey has the curse every time he scores a goal, the next day somebody famous dies.
Oh my god, that's right! And Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, and it happened with Bin Laden, Whitney Houston. What do you call the guy from Fast and Furious? Paul Walker?
Yeah, Paul Walker.
There's 5 or 6 names where it's just Aaron Ramsey scored dead.
Jesus, Aaron, what are you doing? Come on.
He shouldn't get in the wheel of the squad.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if he scored against like Northern Ireland in this friendly? Like, that would be our fault.
Northern Ireland's fault.
Sorry.
Oh my god. The pressure's now on, lads. Stop exactly. Aaron
Gareth,
Ramsey.
Gareth McCauley, Johnny Evans.
Stop Aaron Ramsey at all costs.
That's all for the audio podcast this week. Head over to our YouTube channel now for our extra videos, including our Euro 2016 sticker album vlog and our first We're Not Brazil FIFA battle. Our Facebook page, We're Not Brazil, is live now, so make sure you like it and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. We'll be back next week with all the latest football news and views. See you then.